For Michigan Radio, I'm Lester Graham. This election year, we've been teaming up with Bridge Magazine in a project called The Truth Squad. This time, we look at the claims by three Democrats running for governor. All three tweeted their outrage about the state giving Nestle Corporation permission to withdraw more water. Those Democrats, Gretchen Whitmer, Abdul Al-Sayed, and Sri Tanadar, all think the Snyder administration goofed. In case you missed it, here's a recap. The state approved a permit that allows Nestle to pump more water from a well in a rural area about 65 miles east of Ludington on Lake Michigan. The company was withdrawing 250 gallons a minute. Now it can take 400 gallons per minute from just one of the wells it taps. Nestle sells that water under its Ice Mountain brand. That permit was approved within a week of Governor Snyder's decision to stop distributing free bottled water to Flint residents. You'll recall they've been dealing with lead-contaminated water for 4 years, a debacle caused by the state of Michigan. The Democrats say the Snyder administration lacks empathy. In a video she released on Twitter, Whitmer adds state government does not manage its resources well.
It's why we've got Nestle pulling as much water out of the ground as they want without paying for it.
Al-Sayed tweeted that Snyder basically turned on the tap for free for Nestle as they shut it off for Flint. Tanadar tweeted that Nestle has taken enough water and, quote, they've done so paying only pennies on the dollar.
Well, the state of Michigan does allow private individuals, companies, cities, all of the citizens who need water to take Michigan water essentially at no cost.
That's Noah Hall. He's a professor of environment and water law at Wayne State University. If you're saying, hey, wait a minute, I have to pay for my water, actually you're not paying for the water. You're paying for the purification of the water and for piping it to your house based on how much you use. Bridge Magazine's Jim Malowitz reported Nestle did pay the state some money, but it wasn't for water either.
They're paying a $5,000 one-time fee basically for the DEQ to review the environmental impact of that, and then also a $200 per year fee as well. And that really goes to the bureaucracy rather than a payment for water itself.
And Malowitz says that's pretty well the way it works in every state in the nation. You pay for permits and you pump out the water for free.
That's one thing that the candidates left out of their message in their tweets, talking about how the water was free or very cheap. They didn't mention that this is very typical, that states don't charge very much, if at all, for large groundwater withdrawals.
So the Truth Squad ruled on the Democratic gubernatorial candidate's complaints about the state giving Nestle water for free.
We did label them accurate. It is true that you can argue either that water is given away for free just because the price that is paid is going to bureaucracy, or that it's very, very cheap. But we did note those caveats that there wasn't the mention of the context that this is typical among states. And we did mention that the Flint issue is separate from the Nestle issue.
The environment and water law expert, Noah Hall, had one more point about this issue.
If there's anything more concerning than companies taking the water for free, it would be the state getting in the business of selling our water to these companies.
He says making water a commodity that the state can profit from could put us on a path that we'd regret. Having state government set the market price for water would eventually trickle down to your bill. I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.